This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Political parties have intensified campaigning for the seventh and the last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election meeting today at the Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand. The meeting is a part of the Vijay Sankalp Yatra. Mr. Modi will address a public rally in favour of BJP candidate Sita Soren from Dumka parliamentary seat. She is the daughter-in-law of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM chief Shibu Soren. Sita Soren is pitted against Nalin Soren of JMM. BJP President JP Nadda will address three election meetings tomorrow in Devghar, while senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address election rallies on May 30th. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand, during the final phase of elections on June 1st. The JMM had won the lone Sahibganj seat in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister will address two rallies in Barasat and Jadavpur Lok Sabha constituencies in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Kolkata this evening. In Bihar, leaders of the NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are leaving no stone unturned to ensure victory of the candidates. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will address back-to-back three rallies in Fatuha in Patna Sahib and Digha in Patliputra Lok Sabha constituencies. He is also scheduled to hold a rally in Barhara under Ara Lok Sabha constituency. Besides this, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address multiple public meetings in Buxar, Sasaram, Jahanabad and Patliputra constituencies. Mukesh Saini, chief of Vikashshil Insan Party, will also hold rallies in support of Grand Alliance candidates. Six persons have died in Cyclone Rimal-related incidents in West Bengal. Rain and gusty winds have stopped in two 24 Parganas districts, Kolkata and adjoining districts. Due to the effect of Rimal, a large section is underwater in the coastal areas of South and North 24 Parganas district. Sea water has entered into agricultural land and fisheries in the coastal areas. People have started returning from government shelters to their homes. Election campaign activities have started again in Kolkata and South and North 24 Parganas district for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Nine seats of the state will go to the polls in this phase on the 1st of June. Some districts of North Bengal are receiving rainfall today. Passengers of a Varanasi-bound Indigo flight today evacuated through the emergency door at Delhi's airport after a bomb threat was reported on the flight. All passengers are safe and the flight has been inspected. In a statement, the airline said the flight had received a specific bomb threat at Delhi airport. All necessary protocols were followed and the aircraft was taken to a remote bay by airport security agencies. It added that the flight is currently undergoing inspection and post completion of all security checks, it will be positioned back in the terminal area. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to great freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Veer Savarkar, who dedicated his life in the service of the motherland, will always remain a source of inspiration for the countrymen. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested five individuals in a major operation against an organized human trafficking and cyber fraud syndicate. The joint operation with the state police forces spanned six states and union territories, leading to searches at 15 locations yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, the mercury continued its upward trend in Jammu yesterday, with the maximum temperature settling at 43 degrees Celsius. The day's temperature in Jammu was recorded at 42.8 degrees Celsius, while minimum temperature remained at 24.7 degrees Celsius. The maximum temperature in the temple city crossed the 40 degrees Celsius mark for the first time this season on May 16th. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that northwestern and central India to get respite from heat wave in 3 days owing to fresh western disturbance. IMD DG Mrityunjay Mahapatra said that this weather system is likely to trigger thunderstorm activity in the northwest India and bring rain to the western Himalayan region. In French Open tennis, ace Indian players Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhamri will start the campaign in the men's doubles first round in Paris, France today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.